Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar, and it's just me today, guys. Jennifer Martinez coming at you with some encouragement. For I just feel led to take some time and speak some encouragement into you today. I've just finished some time in God's Word, and I was praying, and the Holy Spirit, I was just asking the Holy Spirit for just some guidance and some decisions that I have coming up, and just help with making sure I make the right decisions and things. And it just came on me that I needed to tell a story, and I wanted to share it with y'all. I haven't told this story, and it's something I've been kind of like not worried, but just like not sure if I could do it right. And so I was like, okay, you know what, God, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to tell this story because obviously somebody needs to hear it, and I hope it encourages you. So I'm just going to get right into it. When I was newly married, my husband and I pretty much within, oh, I guess it was 2 months, I started, not feeling good. And so we were newlyweds, and I wasn't feeling good, and I was tired, and that was not like me because I'm a ball of energy. And so I find out through, just this thing called a pregnancy test that I was pregnant. And I was not expecting that. It was if you've listened to before, I've talked about this, that it was just not something that we had planned. And God's got plans, and he just makes them happen sometimes. Anyways, so we have this baby. And we're very young, and I'm 22 when I had my daughter. And so, we're struggling because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and my husband had just taken a position in probation for he wanted to get into law enforcement. He graduated from college, and he'd been playing baseball, and he was working in another career, and wanted to get into law enforcement, and it meant we had to take a huge pay cut. So that's not why I'm telling you this story. I'm going to get to the story here in a minute. Just wanted to give you a little backstory on it. And so we have this huge pay cut where, we've got this little bitty baby, and I am, this ball of energy, trying to be okay with being a stay-at-home mom when I'd always been really focused on work and career and making money. And so it was, just a lot of emotional strain, I guess, for me, but it was something that was worth it. We felt like we didn't have anything, we didn't have much. We were literally making $300 every 2 weeks with his career that he was in. I think it was like 365. I don't want to, $365 every 2 weeks. It's just insane. But God always provided, and we always had favor, and we always had what we needed. That's not the story I'm trying to tell. Just give you a little backstory. So when my daughter was about 4 months old, we were in church, and she was having bloody noses, and she was also bruising really easily. And so I was like, this is not normal. And she was crying a lot and stuff. And so I took her to a checkup, to the doctor, and the doctor was looking her over, and my husband was with me, and we were like just waiting for to see what he had to, we had some tests done, or he had, he came in, did a few tests or whatever on her. And he was like, I'm going to send you to the hospital with her. We need some extra blood work done that he goes, I don't want to scare y'all, but she has all the signs of leukemia. And I'm like, what? I'm just like sitting there, and I'm like, what? How does this happen? Like, you're just in shock when you get something told to you like that. And she was so young, and so my husband and I looked at each other, and we're like, all right, let's go to the hospital and get these tests and stuff. And so on the way in the car, Alex never, she was always very aware and alert. she was even the day she was born, she was just very alert. She was a unique baby in the sense that she held her head up strong, very very young age, and she was very very strong and never liked. It's so strange. I hope I'm telling the story right. God help me with this. She didn't like the rear facing, because when back. You had to put the baby, well, when you have a little infant, they make you put the baby in a car, infant car seat, and then you, face it towards the back. And so she couldn't see us if we were driving anywhere. And she didn't like not being able to see me. And so I would always sing to her, and I have a terrible voice, y'all, but I always would sing to her like, she loved the song, "If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands." And so when I would be singing that, going down the road, every time I had to go to the store or somewhere like that with her, because she would just scream if I wasn't singing to her, because she wanted to see me and, you know, and wanted to hear me. And so she didn't like having to look back at, I guess, the chair. She was very, and I know this sounds strange, but she was just very alert in that sense. And so I found a way to make it work. So when we got in the car, I would sing, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." So we get in the car, and I'm sitting back there with her, and so she's not upset, you know, and I'm looking at her, and I just start singing that song to her as we're going to the hospital. I don't know if I'm going to post this. And I'm looking at her, and I'm singing that song. "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. For the Father up above is looking down in love. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." And it was really hard for me to sing that song going to the hospital, knowing that we've just been told that she probably has leukemia. Y'all, this is so crazy. I can't tell you how crazy this is. So we get there, and they're running tests on her, and there's a lot of fear. A lot of unknown, and they get some blood work, and then we go home, and they said, we'll contact y'all in a few days. So the process of those days, y'all, were so hard. We come home, and I literally am not sleeping. I'm on my face before God, and when I say on my face, I'm on the floor beside her crib at night, just praying and seeking God. No, didn't watch TV, didn't listen to the radio, only had praise music and God's word in my face, and encouraging scripture only, and speaking scripture over her and speaking healing over her in the name of Jesus. And after 2 days, we had to go back for more testing, because they didn't have enough, supposedly. So my mother came with me, and I walked in there, into that children's hospital with my Bible in my hand, and pages of scripture that I had written down to encourage me. And, cause you know, there's a lot of doubt in the world, and especially in that environment when you see children very sick. And so we're getting more tests done, and my daughter's dehydrated and not able. They weren't able to. She was so upset and screaming, because it's, you know, they're poking and prodding at her, trying to get more blood and stuff. And one of the nurses comes in and is like, "We are going to have to get blood through her head, because we can't get it anywhere else." And I was like, "No." I said, "You've poked and prodded on her all day. She's screaming her head off, and she's done. I'm done. I'm going home, and I will come back. We're not doing that to her. No more. No more trauma." And so, took her against, you know, everyone's advice, and I said, "I'm taking my baby home, and, you know, we'll come back in a couple of days when she is hydrated and rested, and if you need more blood work at that time, we can get it." And so I came home, and again, just still, you know, speaking God's word over her and speaking God's promises is over her and speaking it into myself and reading it and just getting strength from God. And I was giving her a bath and she started, because she was very, very pale, very pale. And she started getting color. And I felt like God told me she's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. Your faith has restored her, and you're going to receive a good word from the hospital, from the doctor. And not a couple hours later, I got a phone call from the doctor, and he said, you know, you need to come in. We've got some results for you. And so, you know, grab my Bible, grab my notes. And I knew that he had good news. I knew it wasn't going to be bad news. We get there and they're not like, he's, the doctor's like, it doesn't make sense. He's like, 2 days ago when we had the other results of the blood work, her, like the white cell count was all off and stuff and showing signs of, leukemia. And now the results from the last blood work they did is the opposite. And she's, you know, she looks healthy, but they want to make sure. So they want to get more tests. And I was like, oh, I know, you know, she's healed. God healed her. And he's like, okay. And I was like, no, he told me he did. And go ahead, you know, get some more blood work. And those results are going to come back, you know, that she's healthy. And so my mom had actually called me and said, you know, I feel like she needs a vitamin K shot. Why don't you see if they can do that for her? And, so they gave her a vitamin K shot and she got even more color. When I brought her home, she lost all the puffiness that was in her face and the paleness. And she was just back to her life, strong self. And, she was just healthy again. You could just see it, you know, in her face and her eyes and in her alertness. And, cause I have pictures, of her when she was sick, and I've kept them cause she was very, very, swollen and pale and, unhealthy looking baby. And it's just amazing, you know, and basically a week's time, everything had turned around. What I thought was going to be horrible turned out to be, you know, a miracle. And I'm telling that story to encourage you, because somebody needs to hear it. The world is going to tell you negative stuff. And when I say the world, it could be anyone. It could be, you know, it could be like the doctors. It could be your family. And we had some family that were saying negative things. And so I wouldn't even let that come in the home. I wouldn't even listen to it on the telephone. I mean, I didn't even encourage any of that environment to come in. You couldn't come in our home unless you were going to speak life and over my kid, because that's what I was believing. I was believing for her life. And I just want to you take courage and today, if you're listening to this and you're going through something that is at that level of despair, and just know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His truths and his put your faith and hope in him alone, not things of this world. And you know, seek God's word. He gave it to us as encouragement. Let me share something with y'all. I wrote it down. I thought I had it available, but I didn't. It's okay. take courage. God's never failing. He's in the waiting, y'all. When you're in that time of waiting, that's where God is. He's there with you. Take courage, hold on to hope as your triumph unfolds. Faith is believing in the unseen. And so you have to trust God's word. You have to put in God's word, I put my hope. Psalms 130. A spirit-led life is the spirit of God is given to us from God. It's the spirit of God, and it's our power. It's our source of strength. And when you surrender to that and understand the power of it, you know, right now, Swole Sisters, we're all reading the book of Acts, and in the book of Acts, there is, I underline every single time, I don't know how many times it says it, but the Spirit of God led those men and Paul and every situation. And so tap into knowing that that is your source of supernatural strength. Because I wouldn't have been able to make it through. I remember thinking to myself, how could I have ever made it through this without God's help? Because y'all, without hope, that you have nothing. And God's truths are the same today, yesterday, and forever. Take courage in that. I'm excited for what God is doing in my life. And let me tell you, my daughter is the most amazing, smart, intelligent, beautiful person I've ever met. And her gifts are so great, and God's plans for her are so great that the devil tried to take her out at 4 months old. Like, what a wuss. That's who we're dealing with, right? You're going to try and take out a 4 month old? Come on. That's insane. And you know, just understand that in our weakness, God is made strong, y'all. His grace, his power, and his mercy are something we don't deserve, and he gives it freely. Take courage. You are qualified through him. Step into a great future that God has for you. Be encouraged by my story, and understand that if you open your Bible and start feeding your mind what God's love, feeding your heart and your mind, God's word and his love message to you, you will be unstoppable. Be encouraged today that your answers are in God's word, and the Holy Spirit will help you in anything you do. Just wanted to share that story with you. I hope that it encourages you. If you're dealing with anything, you know, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me anytime. I love the DMs I get, and they're called direct messages. I get them on Instagram. It's relationships are so important. We're encouraged by each other. God uses people all the time to encourage me in my life, and I'm used to encourage others in their life. You know, with my clients, I'm able to help them manage and get through things, but that's not because of anything, not because I'm an awesome person. It's because of God's words in my heart, and he helps me. He helps me to see the barriers are in the way that to help get them to their next level. But that's through relationships. You have to, you know, that's why God gives us each other. If this story encourages you, and just, if you're needing help in anything, those trials that I have been through, that's just one of them, have always made me stronger and has developed my gift of coaching. If you need coaching in your life, if you need someone to help get you through something in your life that's holding you back, whether it's in health and wellness is my area that I love to talk about and help people get into a wellness state. Heart, soul, mind, and body, all around. If you need that and you want to work with me, shoot me an email at lifebyjmar@gmail.com or DM me on jmarfit on Instagram. You can reach me on Facebook too at lifebyjmar on Facebook. I have a Facebook page that you can reach out to me on. Just any way that you want to, you can get in contact with me, and I will get back to you, and we can, you know, maybe start working together. So if that is something that you're needing help with, if you're, you know, in just struggling, just know that the gift that I have in coaching comes from God, and I use it in a practical way, and I help people get through things, and it's a gift, and I love doing it, and I would love to work with you. So if you're looking for some life coaching, wellness coaching, even in fitness, I can help with that too. It's a full package, and reach out to me. And guess what? I'll be on tomorrow with my sister, my soul sister, Essie Williams, and we will be, you know, sharing some fun, fit, fabulous stuff with y'all. So until then, bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.